Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your intervention that we receive all the time. Thank you, Lord, for making your will to happen in our lives. Thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives and situations. Thank you for all the helps we have received from you. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the battles you fought for us. Thank you for our problems that you solved. Yes, thank you for solving our problems. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us dominion over all the works of darkness, over the serpents and scorpions, over sin, over the sinful nature. Thank you for giving us dominion over Satan and all is oppression. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making us stronger than the powers that were once stronger than us. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet forever. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, for we know that you have great plans for us, and we know that nothing can stop those plans from coming to pass. Thank you, Jesus. We are also grateful for all our prayers that you have answered. Both the prayers we have prayed a long time ago and the ones we prayed recently and the ones we're going to pray here tonight, we thank you because you're going to answer our prayers. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence to have fellowship with you, to worship you, to praise you, and to pray. O Lord, visit us mightily. We know you are already here among us, as you have said in your word, that wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are right there. But we ask that you touch our lives. We ask that you bless our lives and change our lives as we stay with you in this session. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing worship songs right now. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. As let it rain, open the floor gates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain your power, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Oh, it's like born to be. Oh, Lord, who is like born to be. Oh, Lord, among the God who is like thee, ye are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders hallelujah. Hallelujah, life unto thee, oh Lord. among the gods who is like thee. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. Doing wonders, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor. Power and mind. Power and mind. Be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Glory. Power and majesty be unto our Lord. Glory and honor. Glory, honor, power and majesty be unto our Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with our heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has Higher, oh God, I will rejoice for you with me, God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most God. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Mighty man of war, you are the Most High God. King of glory, you are the Most High. Lord of hosts, you are the Most High God. Elohim, you are the Most High. El Shaddai, you are the Most High God. Emmanuel, you are the Most High. Rosh Hashanah, you are the Most High God. Lady of the Valley, you are the Most High. Mighty Redeemer, you are the Most High God. Waymaker, you are the Most High. Great Healer, you are the Most High God. Great Deliverer, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. Everlasting Father, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you are highly lifted up, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your name is higher Thou every all the Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Fire. Done every all good. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with Jesus. My life changed. He touched my life with Jesus. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with Jesus. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with Jesus. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with Jesus. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with Jesus. My life changed. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my own, I will never, ever stop my journey upward. Oh, until I reach my, until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, this world is not my home. Until I reach my home, heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey upward. Oh, until I reach my home. We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the Father, hallelujah. We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the Father. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they feel not. And thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I seek. All I have needed, all I have needed, that I had provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Holy are you, Lord, all creation. All creation. Call you God. Call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you. I'll live for you. Alone, every step that I take, and every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart. I give you, Lord, I give you my soul. I give you everything. I live for you. Alone, every step that I take, and every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, and as you are, you have made me here and there. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you. Forevermore. You make my life so beautiful. You make my life so beautiful. And I feel how you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. I want more of you, Lord Jesus. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Praise him for we him. He reigns forever and ever. He reigns from everlasting to everlasting. He lives forever. For he is eternal life, personified. There is no death in him. He is immortal. We praise you, King of the universe. We praise you, mighty man in battle. We praise you, Rock of Israel. We praise you, Lord of hosts. We praise you, I am that I am. We praise you, Lion of the tribe of Judah. We praise you, mighty Redeemer, mighty Savior, mighty Deliverer, mighty Healer, mighty Restorer. We praise you, Almighty God, All-Sufficient God, Self-sufficient God. Begin to worship him. Worship him with the whole of your heart. Worship him from the depth of your heart. Worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Worship him for he's a great God. He's the holy true God. As it is written, let God be true, and all men lies. Is the holy true God. Every other God, they are lies. Praise them. Worship him. Is the holy living God. Every other God are dead, whether they are principalities or powers, they are all dead. We worship you, Lord. Only you can save. Only you give eternal life. Praise him. Praise him. Holy, you can transform the life of men, the lives of men. We worship you, Father. Only you can speak, and your words will come to pass. Only you can reverse irreversible things. Only you can make way in the wilderness. Only you can do impossible things. Only you can change our lives for the best. Only you can heal us. Only you can make us whole. Only you can set us free. Only you can really take care of us. Only you can be depended upon. For there is no success in depending on human beings. There is no prosperity in depending on the flesh, on flesh and blood. We are grateful because we can depend on you for everything. We are grateful because you are faithful enough to sustain us and to help us. We praise you, Father. Where can we go? To whom can we run to for help? For only you is the true helper. Only you is the true defender. Only you is the lifter of our head. Blessed be your holiness. You are the promoter of men. You are the one that can lift up a man, and no one will be able to bring him down, no matter how hard they try. And you are the one that can bring down a man, and no one shall be able to lift him up. You are the one that opens doors no man can shut. And you also shut doors no man can open. We worship you, Father. For we serve the living God. We serve a mighty God. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. For you cannot lie. You cannot fail. You don't make mistakes. We praise you, Father. You cannot change. You remain the same forever. Hallelujah. You are also the one who answers our prayers. For you have not let us down. You have not allowed us to seek you in vain. You are always there for us. Even when no one else is there, you are always there for us. You're always there to support us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. You're going to thank God with these thanksgiving prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Father. for your presence and power in my life that is making your will to happen in my life easily, without struggle. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence and power in my life. Your presence and power in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my environment, that is making your will to happen effortlessly, and making your will to prevail in my life on daily basis. Thank you for your presence and power. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're going to thank God for the hope of glory that you have because of Jesus in you. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the hope of glory that I have because I have Jesus in me. Because I have Jesus in me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Not everyone have this hope in them. We are not like those who are hopeless. We have hope because Jesus is inside of us. Say, thank you, Father, for the hope of glory that I have, because Jesus Christ is in me, because my Redeemer is in me, is inside of me, because my Savior is on the inside of me, Jesus is inside of me. The resurrection and life is inside of me. Thank you, Father, for the hope of glory that I have, because the Prince of Peace is inside of me. The firstborn among the dead is inside of me. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, is inside of me. The one who have conquered the grave, conquered death, conquered principalities and powers. The one who have conquered Satan and all the kingdoms of darkness lives on the inside of me. Thank you, Lord, for the hope of glory that I have because of the presence of Jesus in me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Just begin to thank him. The Bible told us in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, anyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can say, thank you, Father, for making me a new creature. I was a sinful creature when I was born into this world. But then you changed me into a new creature that is different from the one I grew up to know. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say thank you, Father, for my new birth. Thank you for giving birth to me again. Thank you for making me into a new creature. Thank you for making me into a new creature that is according to your nature, according to your divine nature. A new creature that is created after your nature. A new creature that is created after your likeness, after your nature. Thank you for transforming me into such new creature. Thank you, Father, for I knew who I used to be, and now I know who I am. You transformed my life. I was a sinner, but now I am a saint because you transformed my life. I was a slave to sin, a slave to darkness, a slave to the systems of this world, a slave to the pollution and corruption in this world. But you delivered me, and you transformed me into a new creature. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. The Bible talked about the light of life. And there are many things we don't normally thank God for. And it's an error. Yeah, because a lot of things God have done for us, but we are so ungrateful. We are so ungrateful. Yeah. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, let me read it. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He that followeth me, and who are those that are following him? You and I. We are Christ followers. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Yeah, but shall have the light of life. So you are going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me to walk in darkness. Thank you for giving me the light of life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Those that are walking in darkness, they are confused. Yeah, because they have been deceived. But you are not like them. You have the light of life. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me walk in darkness. Thank you for planting me in your light. Thank you for removing me from darkness. Thank you for planting me in your light. And thank you for giving me the light of life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are giving him thanks. Amen. To have the light of life means that you have the life of Jesus or the presence of Jesus inside of you is now radiating or producing or shining forth light. Yeah, so you're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. That is guiding me. Yeah, because without light, there is no guidance. Say, Father, thank you for your presence, for the presence of Jesus, for the presence of the Holy Spirit in me that is guiding me through the right path. Open your mouth and begin to pray, my God. The light that we have from him is also our light that guides us, that instructs us, that illuminates our souls. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for your life that is in me, that is producing light from the inside of me. Thank you for your life that is in me, that is producing light, that and that light is illuminating my soul. That light is giving me understanding of the truth. That light is giving me direction. That light is giving me instructions. That light is keeping me away from falling into sin. Thank you, Lord, for your life that is in me, that is producing light from my inside. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your Holy Spirit in me that is guiding me into all righteousness. Thank you for your Holy Spirit in me that is guiding me into all truth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And last thing you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, because having you is having home. Thank you because having you in my life is having all. Is having all that I need. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, because having you in my life is the same as having everything that I need in life and destiny. Thank you because you have in your hands everything I need and everything I will ever need. Thank you, Father, because you have in your hands, you have in your control everything that I need and everything that I will ever need in this earth. Thank you, Father, because your presence gives me satisfaction. Your presence gives me confidence. Your presence gives me assurance. Thank you for all that is in you for me. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name we are given in things. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your Holy Spirit in me, bring me whole into perfection, or help me to be perfect. Say, Father, by the reason of your Holy Spirit in me, by the reason of your Spirit in me, bring me up unto perfection. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bring me into perfection. Bring me into perfection. Bring me into perfection. In the name of Jesus. By the presence of your Holy Spirit in me. By the presence of your life in me, bring me into perfection. Make me a perfect Christian. Make me a Christian that is perfect. Perfect in righteousness. Perfect in sin. Perfect in purity, perfect in holiness, perfect in the fear of you, bring me into perfection right now, in the name of Jesus, bring me into perfection. Make me a Christian that is perfect in wisdom, perfect in knowledge, perfect in understanding. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Many times, we hear people say, no one is perfect. Or maybe you have even said that from your mouth, or you have made that statement from your mouth. We have had people say, no one is perfect. No one can be perfect. Yeah, but that is not scriptural. That is against the standard of the Word of God. Now, if you look at the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and you look at the last verse, you're going to see the words of Jesus Christ himself, of Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. I read, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So now, if you're saying, no one is perfect, no one can be perfect. In fact, some people were saying, there's no way a man will walk and his head will not shake. In other words, they're saying, there's no way anyone can live here on earth and not make mistakes, and not sin against God, and not offend God. Yeah, so they say no one can be pure, no one can be holy, no one can be perfect. Yeah, that is a false doctrine. If no one can be perfect, then you are saying no one can make heaven. that's what you're saying. If you're saying no one can be perfect, in other words, you're saying no one can be saved and no one can make heaven. Yeah, because nothing imperfect will enter heaven. No unclean thing will enter heaven. 90% righteousness cannot take anyone to heaven. In fact, 99% righteousness will not take anyone to heaven. That's how serious the kingdom of God is. Yeah, so I want you to pray. Perfection means that you are 100%. How do I even put it? Perfection has to do with measurement. Yeah. Let's say there's a standard God have laid down. Yeah. So now, perfection means that your life is being measured against that standard. Yeah. So once your life look exactly the same with the standard that have been laid down, then you're perfect. That's the meaning of perfection. Yeah, so it's similar to people that write exams, and then there is the question, and then there is the answer, and then you're expected to get 100 over 100. Yeah, and then you're expected to get each question correctly. Yeah, so that is perfection. So perfection is when your life is looking exactly the way God wants it, according to the standard God have laid down. Yeah, that is perfection. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your power that is able to make a mortal man perfect. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your power that is able to make a man perfect. Oh Lord, demonstrate your power in my life to bring me into perfection. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I trust in your power that is able to make a man perfect. Demonstrate your power in my life. Demonstrate that power in my life. Reveal that power in my life. And use your power to bring me into perfection. In the name of Jesus. Let your power walk in me to make me perfect. Let your power walk in me. Let your power walk in me. I believe your prayer. The whole Lord, let your power walk in me to make me perfect. Make me perfect in your ways. Make me perfect in your standard. Make me perfect in obeying your instructions. Make me perfect in obeying your commandment. Make me perfect in becoming like you in nature. Make me perfect in the standards of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Perfection also has to do with purity. And purity is about conformity to one thing. Yeah, purity is about you being conformed into one thing. And that one thing in this context is Jesus. Yeah, you know, the people that purify gold, what they are looking for is gold. Yeah, but before they got gold, there was a lot of mixture. Though gold was there, but there were a lot of impurities. So they have to pass that raw gold, they mined from the ground. They have to pass it through fire so that the only thing that will be left will be gold. So when we talk about purity, we're talking about your life being passed through fire so that the only thing that will be left of you will be Jesus, will be the nature of Jesus. Every other thing that is not the nature of Jesus will be destroyed in that fire. And there was an article I wrote some time ago, and I titled it, "Nothing Left of Me." Nothing left of me. Yeah, so that is purity. When there is nothing left of you, yeah, and when anyone look at your life, what they see is Jesus. That is when you are pure, and that is perfection. And so you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, take me through your refining fire. Until what is left of me is Jesus. Take me through your refining fire and let that fire destroy everything that is not of Jesus. Everything that does not look like Jesus. Everything that is contrary to the nature of Jesus, let your fire burn all of them up. And let the only thing that will be left of me to be Jesus." Open your mouth and pray like that. The Zeteshte Gadahabashtanagala, the Hesuzashinagala, take me through your refining fire. Take me through your refining fire in the name of Jesus. Father, take me through your refining fire. Bahasha detegleshanavala, such that every impurity are being destroyed. Every impurity in my life, every corruption, every pollution, every addiction, every pain, every sinful nature, every darkness, take me through your refining fire and let continue to pray like that. Say, Father, take me through your refining fire. And let your refining fire destroy everything in me that is not according to Jesus, that is not according to the nature of Jesus. Everything in me that is not according to the life of Jesus. Everything in me that is not according to the character of Jesus. Let your refining fire destroy them, such that what will be left of me will be Jesus, will be the divine nature that is exactly the same with the nature of Jesus. Oh Lord, take me through that process right now, in the name of Jesus. Purify me as gold is purified in fire. Refine me as gold is refined in fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. So as I said earlier, that perfection has a lot to do with measurement. Yeah, and what is the standard that God uses to measure us, to take for our perfection in us? That standard is the Word of God. Yeah, that standard is the Word of God. That standard are the teachings of Jesus himself. Now, if you read other verses before that, verse 48, yeah, other verses in Matthew chapter 5, before that, verse 48, if you read the other verses, you're going to see a lot of teachings Jesus was telling the people, or giving to the people, and a lot of amendments. Yeah, he would tell them that this is what you were told in the Old Testament. But now this is what I am telling you to do. Yeah, a lot of amendments. Yeah, he was giving them. He was giving them a new commandment that is tougher than the Old Testament, than the commandments in the Old Testament. He was giving them new instructions how they should live their lives. Yeah, and some of them were finding it hard. For instance, let me read one of those instructions in that Matthew chapter 5. If you look at that verse 27, yeah, to verse 30, Matthew chapter 5, this is Jesus teaching them. He said, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, he was telling them that that is what you were told in the Old Testament. But now he was giving them a new law of perfection. In verse 28, he said, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Yeah, can you see that? And Jesus was telling them that you people were told in the Old Testament that sexual sin is when you have a carnal knowledge of the opposite things physical. That is your flesh touching the flesh of the, that is your body touching the body of the opposite things. Yeah, but Jesus was telling them that that is not perfection. Yeah, that is not enough to take anyone to heaven. And Jesus was not telling them that now this is the real deal. This is the real will of God for you. This is the new law I'm giving you. He said, God, he was telling them, guard your heart. So if in your heart you begin to lust after the opposite things, you have already committed adultery. Yeah. So some people, they think, because we are in the dispensation of grace, so they think you can just live anyhow. Yeah, because people are not being spawned to death anymore as they were being spawned to death in the Old Testament. So they feel like you can just use your mind anyhow. So they feel like you can just live anyhow or live carelessly. So you can see that in the New Testament, you are not even permitted to use your mind anyhow. You're not permitted to think anyhow. Yeah, because even in your mind, now you commit adultery and fornication and sexual sins. And in heaven, it will be recorded that you have committed this sin. Even when you are just probably looking at some pictures on your phone or some videos on your phone, but just that, you're already bound for hell just by misusing your mind. You're already bound for hell. So these are the standards, and that's just one among many. If you have time, go and read all that Matthew chapter 5. You will see a lot of those instructions there. So you're going to pray. Yeah. It is one thing to have God to make you perfect. It's another thing for you to be willing to be perfect. God is not a slave master. He will not ask from you what you cannot do. He will not command you to do what you can't do. Yeah, so if Jesus is saying this is how we are supposed to live, he knows that we can actually live like that. He knows that the power to live like that has been given to us. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me desire perfection from the depths of my heart so that your power can work in me to make me perfect. So, Father, make me desire perfection from the depths of my soul, from the depths of my heart, so that your power can work in me to make me perfect. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Father, make me desire perfection. Make me desire perfection. Make me desire perfection from the depths of my heart, from the depths of my soul, from the depths of my spirit. Make me to long for perfection so that I can receive the power for perfection, so so that I can receive the grace for perfection. Make me desire it in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Make me love perfection. Make me love to be perfect. Yeah, some of you are thinking, oh, I'm trying my best. The kingdom of heaven is not about trying your best. It's about becoming the best. It's about becoming perfect. It's not trying your best. So a lot of people have been sent out, are sent away from the gates of heaven because they thought it's about trying their best. They don't know that it's not about trying your best. So they were chased out. They were not allowed to go through the gates of heaven. They thought they have done enough. Well, but when they got there, they were surprised that all the righteousness they thought they were living were just rubbish. Pray. Say, Lord, do something to my heart. Say, Lord, do something to my heart that will make me always desire perfection. Do something to my soul that will always make me desire perfection. So that your power that makes people perfect can appear in my life and walk in my life in the name of Jesus. Do something to me that will make me conscious of perfection in every day of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There was a time Jesus was teaching about forgiveness. And Peter asked the question. He said, Lord, how often should I forgive my fellow brother? How often should I forgive those that offend me? Is it 7 times? That is, Peter was asking that, to what extent should I forgive people that offend me? Is it that I forgive them only 7 times? So which means if they offend me after 7 times, I should take vengeance. But Jesus shocked him. Jesus said, not 7 times. Jesus said, but 70 times 7. And that is, you can do the calculation. That is 490 times. Yeah, Jesus said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. And all the disciples were shocked. They were like, wow, no one can do that. They were like, these things are hard. And Jesus told them, he said, with man, it is impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Yeah. So don't let anyone deceive you. If a pastor is telling you, no one can be perfect, we all make mistakes. Let us just try our best. And that pastor is going to send you to hell. Because God demands perfection from us. And why is God demanding perfection from us? Because he has already made the grace that will give us that perfection available through what Jesus did on the cross. Yeah, but because we are so self-centered, we always want to please ourselves, That is why that grace is not working in us. So we love ourselves more than God's instructions, God's commandments. Yeah. We prefer to offend God and to satisfy our desires. That is why the grace that gives perfection is not working in our lives. So you're going to pray. You know, saying, with men, this thing is not possible. But with God, it is possible. So you can forgive people even before they offend you. You can forgive people ahead. That is what Jesus is trying to tell Peter, that forgive people 490 times. So which means you are forgiven them even before they offend you. So when they offend you, you don't overlook it. You just overlook whatever they did. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change my entire nature. Change the entire nature of my spirit, soul, and body into your perfect nature. Change the entire nature of my spirit, soul, and body into your perfect nature, your holy nature, your divine nature. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Change my entire nature. Change my entire nature into your divine nature so that I can please you easily. So that I can live righteous easily. So that I can live holy easily. Change the nature in my spirit, the nature in my soul, and the nature in my body into your divine nature, into your holy nature. Now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray that there is what we call divine surgery. Yeah, God can do surgery in you, and then he will make you into a new person entirely. So, oh Lord, change the nature of my spirit, the entire nature of my spirit, soul, and body, into the nature that is in Christ Jesus, so that I can live a righteous life without struggle, so that I can live an obedient life without struggle, so that I can live a pure life without struggle, so that I can forgive people and even forget whatever they have done so easily. So that I can live the same life that is in Christ Jesus without struggle. Oh Lord, change my entire being. Change the nature of my entire being into the divine nature that is in Christ Jesus. Right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. You're going to pray, my life began to transform into the image and likeness of God, of Jesus, when I began to know God very closely. I used to be filled with a lot of rubbish, like the people in the world. I used to think a lot of rubbish thoughts. Yeah, I used to be very confused. Yeah, and I used to be very much deceived. Yeah, but as I begin to get very close to God, then I began to see life here on earth very differently. I began to see things very differently. Because the light that was coming from God was exposing all the darkness that is in me. You know, as I get closer to God, the light from God was exposing the darkness in me. And God was showing me every darkness that is in me. And as I see those darkness, I get rid of them immediately. I don't waste time. As God points out those darkness that are in my life, I start to cut them off one by one, one by one. As I do that, I keep getting closer and closer and deeper and deeper. Yeah. So that is what God wants to do in your life, or wants to do for every Christian. Yeah, He wants to draw you closer. So you're going to pray. Now, the problem with some people is that when God showed them the darkness that is in them, instead of them to throw that darkness away, to cut it off, they keep it. Yeah, and that is why they can't be perfect. Why? Because they still love the darkness. So when you still love the darkness, you can't be perfect. It's not possible. If all the pastors in the world can pray for you, you will still never be perfect, because you still love the darkness. Yeah, what did Jesus say? Let me show you what Jesus said in John chapter 3. What Jesus said about the generation of mankind. Jesus said that we love darkness than the light. Yeah, John chapter 3 verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I pray that you will not love darkness. I pray that you will hate darkness and love light. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, draw me closer unto yourself, and use the light of your countenance to expose every darkness in me that is stopping me from becoming perfect. Say, Father, draw me closer to yourself. Pull me closer to yourself. And use the light of your presence, the light of your countenance, to expose every darkness in me that is preventing me from perfection. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray like that. I believe you understand the prayer point. Say, Lord, draw me close. Pull me close. Draw my heart close. Draw my soul close. Draw my mind close unto yourself, and use the light of your countenance to expose every darkness I have embraced so that I can get rid of them. Use the light of your countenance to expose every darkness in my character, in my attitude, every darkness in my lifestyle that is not allowing me to be perfect in your sight. Use the light of your countenance to expose them so that I can get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. This is not the time to form righteous, to form that you are righteous. Yeah, this is the time to humble yourself so that God can help you. Yeah, this is not the time to say, oh, I don't have any darkness. I'm a good person. No one is good. Even Jesus said it. He said, nobody is good. It's only God that can make anyone to be good. So if you want perfection, humble yourself and pray this prayer from your heart. And stop thinking that you are okay when you are not okay. Who are you to justify yourself? Say, Father, draw me closer unto yourself and use the light of your countenance to expose every darkness that is in me. Expose the darkness in me to me so that I can get rid of them and walk in perfection in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. I believe you're praying. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You know, as I was growing in knowing God, there were lots of things that I unlearned. A lot of things I have learned that I thought they were the right things. You know, a lot of things I've been taught in the church as I was growing up in the church. It's so many things I thought was the correct way of living. God revealed the truth to me, and I had to unlearn many things when the truth was revealed. I had to blot out many things from my brain. Yeah, many things. Yeah, there are so many things that are very revealed to me. I can't even preach some of them in some churches. Yeah, because maybe they will even send me out of the pulpit. Yeah, because in those churches, their brains, their minds have been programmed to think in a certain way. So many times I find it difficult to even preach or teach them because the way they are thinking is not the way I'm thinking. And then I'm trying to show them this is how to think now. This is how to live now. But they just don't understand. I don't know. It's like they have been bewitched. They just can't comprehend it. They feel like we don't know what this man is saying. He's just wasting our time. When he's done, he should get up. Yeah. But these were things that God showed me, and those things set me free from all the rubbish I have accumulated in my brain, thinking they were the right way of living and thinking, or the right way of seeing things. So you're going to pray. So many times what is enslaving us are the lies that we have believed. Yeah, the lies we have, we have stored in our brains, our mindsets, our mentality. That is what is enslaving many people. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, if only they can start to unlearn the things they have embraced or they have received to be the truth. Many people would have really made great progress in life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shine your light of revelation. Your light of the truth in my soul and mind to eliminate every wrong ideology and lies and mindset that have been in me for years. Lord, shine your light now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. These things are very serious things. You may not know how serious it is until God starts to do these operations in your life. You know, the kind of operations He did in my life. Begin to say, Father, shine your light in my soul, the light of your truth, the light of your revelation. Shine them in my soul. Shine your light in my mind to deliver me from all the lies I have believed, to deliver me from wrong ideology, wrong philosophy, wrong mindset, wrong culture. Shine your light now. In the name of Jesus, expose the truth to me, the truth that will set me free. Expose the truth to me. In the name of Jesus, expose the truth to me, as it is written, that I shall know the truth, and the truth shall make me free. Oh Lord, expose the truth to me in my soul. Expose the truth to me in my mind, to deliver me from the bondage of lies and deception, to deliver me from the bondage of wrong teachings, false doctrines, to deliver me from the bondage of wrong ideology right now in the name of Jesus. Shine your light in my soul. I hope you're praying. Shine your light now. Shine your light now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 and the last verse. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Yeah, I remember sometime in the year 2020. Yeah, that the Lord was speaking to me about the truth. Yeah, He said that He is the truth. And not only that, He said He is with His truth. And the fullness of His power is with His truth. So He said, anywhere His truth is, the fullness of His power is there. Anywhere His truth is preached and is being taught, especially by someone that is also practicing the truth. You know, there are people that can teach you the truth, but they themselves, they are not obeying the truth and they are teaching you. Yeah. So the Lord told me that time that anywhere His truth is, the fullness of His power is right there. Yeah. So, which means that without the truth, you can't have real deliverance. Yeah. And without you staying in the truth, you can't have complete deliverance. Yeah. So the truth is really the weapon of deliverance. Yeah. I remember the story of evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. Yeah, when he was going to start his global crusade, yeah, he said some people were telling him that they are waiting for revival. They were telling him that revival happened some years ago, and that they don't know when next revival is going to happen. Yeah, but then he said he read through the Bible. And he saw that there's no way in the Bible people were waiting for revival. Yeah, he said that he saw in the Bible that anywhere the truth is being preached, the power of God follows the truth. Yeah, so he saw in the Bible that the apostles, they preached the truth, they taught the truth, and the power of God followed their message. And the power of God began to set the captives free. So he told those elders, he said, well, I am not going to sit down here waiting for revival. I am going to go everywhere in Africa. And I'm going to be preaching the truth everywhere I go, teaching the truth everywhere I go. And I know that the power of God will not feel the truth. The power of God will also show up every time I do what the apostles did. So he said he just replicated the same thing the apostles did in the Bible. Yeah, so he starts to go everywhere. We just preach the way the apostles preached. And then he will pray for people, pray for the sick, pray for everyone, and then miracles start to happen. Why? Because the truth was being preached as it is. So when we follow the truth as it is, we preach and teach the truth as it is, power will follow. Yeah, it's a natural phenomenon. Power will follow. So you're going to pray. So maybe the reason why you're not seeing the power of God in your life is because you have not fully aligned. You have not fully aligned with the truth. if you fully align and agree with the truth, power will manifest automatically and effortlessly and naturally. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to align with the truth. Help me to fully align with God's truth, with the truth of God's word. Help me to pattern my entire life after the truth of God's word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Well, Christians are not supposed to struggle for God's power. You're not supposed to struggle for power. Power is supposed to flow effortlessly. Power, the power of God is supposed to work in your life effortlessly, without any struggle. I used to struggle in those days until God opened my eyes. May God open your eyes. May God open your eyes. Begin to pray. So Holy Spirit, help me to fully align with God's truth. Help me to fully align with God's truth. Help me to fully embrace the truth of God's word. In the name of Jesus, help me to fully surrender to the truth revealed in God's word. In the name of Jesus, help me to fully obey the truth revealed in God's word. In the name of Jesus, help me to pattern my life after God's truth, after the living truth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, what kind of perfection is in our Father which is in heaven? What kind of perfection is in our Father which is in heaven? There is a Lord. But I'm going to mention some few. One of the perfection there is in our Father which is in heaven is love. Love. Selfless love. Agape love. Sacrificial love. The kind of love that has to do with laying down your life. And you can see how Jesus also manifested that love. Because Jesus also laid down his life for us. So that's the kind of love that is in our Father, which is in heaven. It's not a transactional love. Like some wives, they will tell the husband and say, this is what I'm doing for you. But you're not doing anything for me in return. I take care of you. You're not taking care of me in return. That is not the kind of love that is in God. That one is transactional love. That is, You're doing something for people because you're expecting that the people also will do something for you back in return. That's not the kind of love that is in our Father, which is in heaven. Yeah, the love that is in our Father, which is in heaven, is this love where you lay down your life for others. Yeah, just exactly how Jesus lived. Yeah, that selfless love, that sacrificial love. A love that is not wanting anything in return. Yeah. Do you have this kind of love? Yeah. Or do you love God with that kind of love? Yeah. Some people, they are serving God because they want something back in return. If that is why you are serving God, that is not perfection. Yeah, that is not perfection. Yeah, and that is not the kind of love that is in our Father, which is in heaven. Yeah, we know that God rewards faithfulness to his work. Yeah, but we don't serve him because of the reward. We serve him because of love, because we love him. So you are going to pray. Do you love God? Do you love God according to the love of God? That is, according to the kind of love that is in God, that is in God's heart. Do you love God with that kind of love, that selfless love? And do you love the church, the people of God, with that kind of love? And then do you love your neighbors, that is the people of the world, including unbelievers? Do you also love them with that kind of love? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to be perfect in love. Help me to be perfect in my love for God. Help me to love God with a selfless love. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Help me to love God with the selfless love. Help me to love God with a perfect love. Help me to love the brethren, the people of God, with the perfect love. Help me to love the people in the world with the perfect love. In the name of Jesus. Help me to be perfect in my love with God, in my love for God, in my love for the church, and in my love for the people in this world, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Yeah, apart from this sacrificial nature that is in God, yeah, God also has he also have this nature of bearing burdens. Yeah, that is another perfection that is in God. So our God doesn't live for himself. He lives and will continue to live for others. So he bears the burden of others. Yeah, so as to save them. So which means God has this very high endurance or long suffering. He has this very high tolerance. Yeah. You know, tolerance for whatever bad things people are doing. You know, such that he's so patient and he continues to wait for people to repent genuinely and, you know, and surrender to him so that he can save them. So you're going to pray. As a Christian, you're supposed to bear the burdens of others. You're supposed to bear these burdens in the place of prayer. Yeah, and begin to pray a lot for others. You're not supposed to focus only on yourself. You're supposed to make other people's problems your problem and pray until their problems disappear. And that is how a Christian is supposed to live. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me passion and put in me strength to carry other people's burdens. Give me passion and strength to bear the burdens of others. In the place of prayer, until God roll away their burdens. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Bahasha tedene kiglia. The Holy Spirit puts in me passion and strength to bear the burdens of other believers. The burdens of people, the burdens of Christians all over the world in the place of prayer. Put upon me the passion and the strength to bear people's burdens and pray until God roll away their burdens, until God save their lives, until God help them. Give me the heart of an intercessor. Create in me a heart of an intercessor. In the name of Jesus, make me a believer that bears the burdens of people in prayer. And make me pray until burdens are lifted, until God lifts the burdens in the lives of people. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Another way through which you bear people's burdens is by meeting their need, meeting the need of the people. Yeah, you meet their spiritual need, you know, through evangelism, and through, you know, through many other spiritual exercises, like what we are doing right here. Yeah, and then you also meet the physical need of people. Yeah, there are some people that I know that hardly have food to eat. Let me say, they hardly have a single meal in a day. Yeah. And whereas there are some people who can eat as much as they want, and then they can't share this thing, they can't share from what they have to support those that don't actually have. Yeah, and if you're going to do this thing, you must do it well. If you're going to meet the needs of people, you must do it well. Yeah, because there are people who are not doing it well, and heaven doesn't recognize their good works. Yeah, number what do I mean by you doing it well? Number one, you must do it in humility. You must see yourself as someone who has been privileged to be a channel of blessing. So when you are helping people, consider yourself as being a privilege. Consider it as an opportunity. Yeah, not that you are now so boastful about it. Oh, I'm the one supporting that family. I'm the one doing this. I'm the one doing that. And you're so full of yourself because of whatever help you are rendering. The Bible says you already have your reward. Yeah. So if you are going to help people, you have to do it well. Yeah, you have to do it well. Secondly, you don't do it and start making noise and start saying it everywhere. Like some people, when they help the needy, they start to post it on social media platforms. They take pictures of the people. And they say, we just gave these people bags of rice. We just gave these people. That's not how to help the needy. Let the people be the one to talk about it. Yeah. So we have to do it correctly. Let the people you help be the one to talk about it. Not that you now start talking about it. Oh, we sent $100,000 to support those people that experienced the disaster. All those public display of whatever thing you did to meet people's needs is not scriptural. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to bear people's burdens by meeting the needs of the people, both the spiritual needs in their lives and the physical need in their lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some people, because they have helped you now, they want to control your life. That's not how to help people. Yeah, because they have helped you now, you have to do what they want. That's witchcraft. Yeah. Begin to say, oh Lord, help me to bear people's burdens by meeting their needs, and help me to do it well. Help me to do it correctly. Whenever I meet the spiritual needs of people, help me to do it correctly. And whenever I meet the physical needs of people, help me to do it correctly. In the name of Jesus. And also pray and say, God, bless me so that I can meet the needs of people that are poor, that are suffering. In the name of Jesus. Bless me so that I will also meet the spiritual needs of people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. We have four more prayer points. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Yeah. What perfection, or what other perfection can we find in our Father, which is in heaven? Yeah, we can also find faith perfection. Yeah, faith perfection. So God is so perfect in faith that he doesn't doubt his ability. Yeah. And all the angels in heaven, they are so perfect in faith. They don't doubt the ability of God. Yeah. So we must be perfect in faith. Even if you have nothing, you must believe in the God who is able to bring things out of nothing. Yeah, so we must be perfect in faith. Yeah, some people, they trust more in man, in human beings, than they trust in God. Yeah, if you're like that, you're not perfect. And in fact, there is a curse for people like that. Yeah, the Bible says, cursed is that man who has put his trust in a human being, in a man like himself, instead of put his trust in God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help my faith to be perfect. Help my feet to be perfect so that I can receive and enjoy God's faithfulness. Open your mouth and pray like that in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, Help my feet to be perfect. Gahasha de denegnia. De Jesus vivis tanaga. Help my feet to be perfect. In the name of Jesus. So that I can endure God's faithfulness throughout the days of my life here on earth. Help my feet to be perfect so that I can endure God's power, God's provision throughout my life here on earth. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You are still going to pray concerning faith. Faith has a lot to do with actions. Yeah, in fact, if you tell me that you have faith, I can't believe you until you show actions of faith. And when I see actions of faith, I know it. And if I can know actions of faith, that means even God in heaven, when he sees actions of faith, he also know it. He knows them. Maybe that is why you're not yet healed or completely delivered. Yeah, because you have not really shown that you believe and trust God. Yeah, so faith is not a passive thing. It's an active thing. So when you have faith, you have to show it before God can agree that you really have faith. Yeah, so there are actions that you have to show physically and practically that we confirm to God that this man really believes. Yeah. For instance, when Peter said, God, if it is you, or Jesus, if it is you, tell me to also jump on this water and walk on the water. And Jesus said, what are you waiting for? Come on. Come out of the boat and come. Yeah. It was faith that made Peter to step out of the boat. So when he was stepping out of the boat, he doesn't know what was going to happen. But just know that if Jesus said, come, then I'm not going to sink. And the Bible told us that he stepped out of the boat and Peter also began to walk on water. So the action of Peter is what really showed that he had faith. And we also saw what happened to him when he started to doubt or he started to feel. He began to think. Yeah, so faith is about action. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to see Holy Spirit, move me to take practical actions that will show God and heaven that I really have faith. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, move me to take bold steps, to take practical actions that shows that I have faith. Move me to take actions of faith. And the Bible says, faith without works is dead. That is, faith without actions is dead. The Holy Spirit, move me to take practical steps, practical actions, bold steps that will confirm to God and heaven that I am full of faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Yeah, another thing about perfection is total surrenderness. Total surrenderness. And I think I've explained it before. And I use the illustration of a swimmer let me not say a swimmer, or someone that is in the river and is drowning. And I said usually one of the rules of rescuing someone that is drowning, someone that is, you know, that is in the river and is drowning, one of the rules is that don't rescue the person while the person is still struggling to escape the drowning episode. The rule is don't rescue at that time. Why? Because if you try to rescue that person at a time when the person is struggling for his or her life inside the water, you that is trying to rescue the person, you may also end up being drowned because the person will pull you down. So the rule is that wait until the person have lost consciousness, and at that moment quickly dive into the water and pull the person up. Yeah, and that illustration, contains the mystery of salvation and perfection. Yeah, so many of us in the church, many Christians, they have not completely surrendered. They are still trying to help themselves. Yeah, they are still trying to work out things for themselves with their brain. They're still trying to use their strength to solve their problems. Whereas God just wants them to surrender, to give up on their strength and believe in His strength. So that is how you're going to have perfection. You can't have perfection when you're trying to use your own strength to please God. Yeah. You can't have perfection by that. You have perfection by surrendering everything and say, God, I can't help myself. Help me. That is when God will step in. But when you are still struggling, you still think you can solve the problem by yourself, you still think you can fix your life by yourself, God will just be looking at you. He will not do anything. But the moment you give up and you lay down everything, you lay down all your life, your pains, your troubles, your problems, your afflictions, your limitation, you lay down everything, and then you say, God, I can't help myself. Now you help me. That is when God comes in. Yeah. I know this can be very simple, and then this can be very difficult for people. Yeah, because some people feel like it's madness doing something like that. Yeah, why do I need to wait for God or wait on God? Why can't I just try to do things, get things done by myself? Why can't I just try to fix things with my brain, with the common sense? That's what they would say. They said, God have given us common sense. So why can't I just use the common sense and get it done? And that is why they fail. Yeah. And that is why many of them perish. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to surrender all my life at the feet of Jesus. Help me to surrender everything in my life, everything about me, everything I do. Help me to surrender all at the feet of Jesus so that Jesus can help me and save me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. He says, Enege Sabashia Negala, Nina Hata Janash Negala, help me to surrender now my entire life, my entire career, my entire business, my entire calling, my skills, my gift, my abilities, my talent, my possessions, my resources, everything I have, my ambitions. Help me to surrender everything at the feet of Jesus. Help me to surrender all at the feet of Jesus. My troubles, my pains, my difficulties, everything. Help me to give them up. Help me to lay them down at the feet of Jesus, so that the power of Jesus can help me. So that the power of God can save me and rescue me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have the last prayer point now. I'm sure some of you have read the story about Esther in the Bible, who was going to take a step that may cost her life. Yeah, because the rule of the kingdom says that you don't just appear before the king without being invited. That the queen, because Esther was the queen, yeah, the queen don't just appear before the king, especially when the king is in the hall of meeting, where they hold a council meeting. They don't just appear uninvited. You may be killed for that. But this woman said, I am doing this because of God's people. Because if I don't do this, God's, the people of God will be slaughtered. So she said, if I perish, I perish. If I die, and that's an example of someone that have surrendered all. So when you have surrendered all, it means you're not thinking about your life anymore. You're saying, God, whatever you want, you do with my life. I'm handing over everything to you. Yeah, whatever you want to do with it. If I'm going to die, let me die. If this problem is going to kill me, let it kill me. And then you say, God, I lay down everything at your feet. So you do whatever you want. Yeah, so that means you have trusted God with your entire life. So which means you have said, if I die, I die in God. Yeah, so some people we say, I'm struggling, I'm hungry, no food, no helper. But you know, my question is, how much have they trusted God? Yeah, because some Christians, they have not really trusted God enough. They have not trusted God to the point of death. Yeah. But they only complain and say, there are people that are enjoying, they are spending money, they don't even remember me. I'm suffering here, they don't even care. There's no love in the church. There's no love in the body of Christ. I'm suffering and all of that. Yeah, that's not an excuse. Even though God has commanded us to love one another and share things among ourselves, but we must not trust in man. We must not trust in that in ourselves as the provider. We must all trust in God as the provider. So my question is, have you trusted God to the point of death? Have you trusted God to the point where you see, God, if I die in this hunger, let me die. I will wait for your support. I will wait for your intervention. I will wait for your provision. Yeah. So when God sees that you can't survive anymore without him, that is when God will come in. But when you are still thinking of somebody somewhere, somebody here, somebody there, and you are hoping that that person will come, that person will send you something, that person will support you with something, it's when you have not yet surrendered home. Yeah, at his feet, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to walk with God with an heart that trusts him completely. Down. So Holy Spirit, help me to walk with God with an heart that trusts him completely. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to walk with God with a heart that trusts him completely. It's such that I am willing to do anything because I trust God completely. Such that I am willing to go extra miles serving God because I trust God completely. Holy Spirit, give me such an heart that will trust God completely, even to the point of death. Give me such a heart in the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that trusts God completely. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your truth. And thank you for your power. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us for free. Thank you for all the benefits we stand to enjoy and to gain from you because of all that you have done for us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for everything you have done to bring us into perfection. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for the remission of our sins. We thank you for the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And we thank you also for the resurrection of Jesus. We thank you because all that Jesus had done have provided for us a powerful grace that is able to give us perfection. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you help everyone here to be wise at this time. Help everyone here to really seek after the truth. Learn your truth. Know your truth. And obey your truth and align with your truth so that your power can set everyone free. Father, do this in every life here in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you change our lives. Change the lives of your people here into what you want them to be. Change their nature, their personalities into the kind of persons you want them to be. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. Take everyone here to that point where they no longer live for themselves and for their ambitions, but only live all their lives for Jesus Christ. Father, take everyone here to that point in Jesus' name. I also ask that you use your refining fire to purge and refine everyone here such that everything that is against the nature of Jesus in them is being destroyed by that refining fire, and such that what will be left of everyone would be Jesus, would be the divine nature that is according to the nature of Jesus. Father, do this operation in every life now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the mercy of God deliver unto you every good thing you have prayed for, every good thing you have asked God for. I pray that God's mercy deliver them to you now. In Jesus' name, I pray that the hand of God come upon you and terminate every work of darkness that have been done in your life, that have been done to destroy your life, to destroy your calling and destiny. Let the hand of God terminate them now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that you shall receive power from heaven to fulfill your calling and destiny. In Jesus' name, you shall receive fire from heaven to do the will of God in the earth at this time without compromise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen.